Now you may begin.
It is now 20 minutes after 7 on the 17th of August 2010. I would like to call the August business meeting of the Mount Pleasant ANC to order, observing that we have 5 commissioners and thus a quorum. We have the Secretary-Treasurer, Jack McKay, Oliver Tunda, Dave Wasserman, Pastor Scott, and myself serving as chair, Greg Edwards. Now, may it please the commission that we get out of the way. Immediately, the issue of Papusa Son McGav before we move on to public commentary. I think it may be court, may be short, and otherwise it may be lost at the end. I believe there's a consensus for this. Well, I thought you had submitted a copy of it. I guess not. Okay. Well, so then we will move on to the public discussion. Since we have agreed to hold this meeting short tonight, and there are a lot of people here, I'm, with the permission of the commission, I'm going to ask that people target their comments to about 2 minutes in length. Kimmy.
We usually have a wireless microphone. It's not working, so we're going to have to struggle with a regular microphone for the public commentary.
So let me explain that D.C. law requires any public body, and this is a part of the D.C. government, to have either a recording or a transcript of every one of its public meetings. So usually we pass the microphone around tonight.
Testing.
I would like to ask people to step to the front and in order to make their comments. I hope that inconvenience is not too bad for you. We typically start in a regular way, and the purpose of this is so that you know when your turn is coming and can prepare your remarks. We also allow people on the first row or so to defer and pick up at the end of this so they're not surprised and have a chance to think about what they say, especially important if there's only going to be roughly 2 minutes. Cheryl Berger, would you like to start?
Thank you very much. I'll defer to the next person for the moment until I hear further comment.
We also ask people to give 2 names so that it is more memorable. Okay. Please step forward and give your 2 names.
Sure. Should I speak to the commissioners or to the audience? Okay.
To the commission.
Okay, great. Hi, my name is Corey Lankford. I live in the Argyle at 3220 17th Street. And I'm wanted to speak with you about sort of communication about the competing master plans that are out there for Mount Pleasant. I understand at the informal meeting on July 6th that the commission addressed the small area plan developed by the city government office of planning in coordination with some of our neighbors. There was some discussion about that on the Google group, but that was not noticed prior to that meeting. And there also was not very significant comment about what we as neighbors can do with the city to improve that plan. I saw some general concerns about not wanting to over-gentrify or to gentrify and at all the nature of Mount Pleasant, and I'm not wanting to suggest that here. But I am concerned that we might be standing in the way of progress in some ways, and I'd like to have some constructive criticism about how to work with the city going forward. Thank you.
I'm not going to comment much, but to say that, in fact, we did advertise that would be the principal topic of the meeting.
According to Philip Hanser, the
design.
Can I comment? Let me point out that the small area plan was an Office of Planning undertaking, not an ANC undertaking. And the Office of Planning was responsible for outreach, and there was plenty of opportunity for people to comment during the Office of Planning period before it came to us.
And I wasn't commenting on that. Okay.
Please step forward.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Minister Lorraine Lucas, and the other name is Catherine Austin. We stay at 3162 17th Street, right around here behind the store. And our main concern is when the trash trucks come, they pick up the trash, and it's so much garbage, debris that's left in the streets, and it smells very bad. They pick up the trash right behind the store, and we are right behind the store, and we've been there over 35, almost 40 years. We want to know what can be done to get the trash trucks to stop picking up the trash right in front of our doors. And we're not the only ones complaining. There are others who are complaining in the 3100 block. And it's so bad sometimes you can't come outside on your porch. So we want to know, how can we get some help? Who can help us? And what should we do? We know the trash have to be picked up. And it's really not the kind of trash like DC government. It's the food products, stale fish, stale chicken, you know, all that kind of stuff. And yes, it has to be picked up. But it's so bad out there. And the trash guys won't pick up what's left on the ground. Or the store won't come out and wash the area down. So we want to know, what can we do? And we did talk to one of the store managers to come around and look at it. And they said they're going to try and work on it.
What is your address again?
3162
17th
Street, right behind the store.
Would you consider consulting your ANC representative?
Sure.
Dave Wasserman? His number and email address is on the anc1d.org website.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Shirley. Pass. Senora. Senora. Miss Hu? Miss Hu? Yeah. To the one who complained about the notice, talk to me afterwards and I can show you how Phil Lepanto was wrong.
Sir, it was not notice, so much as it was communication as constructive criticism for future.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? My name is Jimmy Edgerton. I'm developing 1724 Park Road Northwest. I initially came to the ANC to talk in June about the condemnation lien. Things are going well. Hopefully I'm going to get out of condemnation in September. But if I think you all can help, I'll be in touch. Have a good one.
Sam.
Is this time for PSPC?
Yes.
Can you put up the PDF?
Can you put up the PDF? Is that what you want me to go through?
We're still in public discussion. We will get to your issue.
This is your time to...
I don't have anything other than the PSPC.
Well, yes, but we're not likely to have a large public discussion because we're keeping the meeting short.
Yeah.
So
we'll get to yours. You'll get every chance.
But please, Sam, if this is your time to explain what you've done and so on.
Okay. Here, Jackson, you
Okay. I'm Sam Brooksmith with the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Alliance. I live on Irving Street, and as many of you know, I've been involved with Fiesta DC for the last few years trying to help them improve their traffic management. And this year, I'd like to announce that the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood Alliance has secured for them free traffic control devices from one of the largest companies in Washington in the construction industry. So there will be virtually unlimited cones, barrels, barricades, whatever's needed. But what still is needed is a plan so that That company knows how many to provide, where to provide them, and so the community knows that traffic will be managed better this year. It has improved each year. There's still a few more steps to go. I've provided the ANC and Fiesta DC with the list of some very specific points about where there can be improvements this year that we do not believe are very complicated or complex, but are just things that those of us in the neighborhood know can be problems just based on kind of what I call the micro-local knowledge of this area that some of them and some of the broader city planners might not be aware of. So that list is available. I've provided it to the ANC and to Fiesta DC, and we hope that this year in the next 6 weeks there will be a lot of communication back and forth from them with the neighborhood and also with all the city agencies regarding the plans so that everyone can be comfortable that there is a good plan that will be executed well. And all this is done in the spirit of supporting Fiesta DC coming to Mount Pleasant and coming in a way that works for them and works for the neighborhood. Thank you.
Here's the topic section. Contributed 3 pages.
Now proceeding over.
Okay, I just want to give my back to everybody. Excuse me.
Sorry. Over here, but I imagine you're trying to get the commissioner's attention.
Well, my name is Ivan Gaviria. I am the vice chair of Fiesta DC, and the reason for us being here tonight is to listen to additional concerns that that I understand are present, specifically after we having received several comments from Sam and Greg Edwards today, about a couple hours ago. There's quite a good list of things that I think we need to address. So I wanted to hear a little bit more, and I also brought some handouts speaking specifically to two issues. The first was an issue that I brought up in an email that was sent today regarding a PowerPoint presentation that was sent to the mayor's office where we had, I think, mistakenly said something that perhaps was not accurate, and Jack McCade pointed it out. I made a correction to that and brought it with us, as well as two models of traffic plans that we had used last year to kind of give you an idea of what we want to do this year and get feedback from you as well. So that's all I have for now.
Next. You said we'd come back to you, Cheryl. Do you want to say something?
Thank you. I'm also here as a resident and a member of the Mount Pleasant Solar Co-op. If there's anyone who's interested in renewable energy, please see me after the meeting. I'll be glad to give you some information about it.
Does the man who just came in now want to speak? El quiere decir. Yes, please come up.
No.
My name is Narciso Chavarria. I'm the director for Fiesta DC 2010. We'll be in that area if you have any questions. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Dave.
I just want to clarify something. I'm the commissioner of 1D05, and that's on the west side of 17th Street, where the smell does waft over from the east side of 17th Street, which I believe is Greg Edwards' area.
We can step outside and examine it. depending on where the wind blows from, right? It's time for the Secretary-Treasurer's report.
Yeah, very briefly, I sent out the minutes of the July 20 meeting. Are there any corrections to those minutes?
Seeing none, I deem, we shall deem them accepted.
And under the Treasurer's report, our financial report has gone in. I have one check to be written this evening, $100 to Tony Grillo for posters. That's routine. I assume there's no objection to that.
Seeing none.
And that takes care of the Treasurer's report.
Okay, a brief chair's report. I believe that the resolution that you have before you is a result of extensive discussions. And one thing I'd like to, I think is important to understand is that I spoke with the Emergency Management Agency. Okay. The Emergency Management Agency Program Manager for our special events told me that what is important for an ANC is not the detailed specification of every problem. It is a list of the problems which they will undertake in accordance with the great weight provisions to continue communication amongst all the many agencies that will be involved and an attempt to find reasonable resolution. So I was told that if we get, the main thing is to get something in immediately, and then the process of refinement and discussion will take place over the next several weeks. I think that's the main thing to say as a result of actually quite a few weeks of consultation. Now we go to the main agenda, and I would like to propose that since we asked, I was asked to try to arrange a meeting that would be over by about 8 o'clock, that we now pick up the most critical item today, which is a resolution for of conditional support for Fiesta DC. Is there any objections to doing so? I hope everyone has a copy of it in front of them. Jack, would you do me the...
Resolved, ANC-1D advises Fiesta DC and the Emergency Management Agency and others listed in Appendix B that 1D generally supports the issuance of permits to Fiesta DC for its proposed event on September 26, 2010, conditioned on the resolution of several topics, Appendix A, of important concern to this neighborhood.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Shall we go around the room, around the table, and see if there's a discussion?
Well, let me suggest that we first hear from Fiesta DC and then from MPNA. Would that be acceptable? We want to give them both a chance to be heard.
Sure.
Then this is an opportunity.
But again, we're trying to keep it short. I'm hoping that with the work that everybody has been doing for the last few weeks, that we have narrowed our concerns and simply have a list of topics that we can use to narrow the discussion. Sam was, do you wish to say anything extra, Sam? There's another microphone, I think, there.
In the interest of being brief, I just want to mention that based on the experiences of 2008 and 2009 and also our favorite knowledge, we have prepared what I guess turned out to be about a three-page list of very specific areas that we would like the SDC and the appropriate DC agencies to address in their plans. And it gets as specific as this block between here and here should be closed because if it's open like it was last year, it leads to a dead end and everybody has to turn around. That's not productive for anything. The most important, well, many of the concerns are very important. One that I want to highlight is the alleys. In the past, there's been a strong concern with closing streets. Frustrated drivers end up using the alleys as a cut-through or a turnaround, and they don't respect the speed limits in the alleys or the neighbors and families using the alleys. So we want the alleys to be treated equally as streets. And another major concern is that we want the detour for cars, especially those traveling west to east, which is the direction that creates the most complexity with Irving Street being closed. We want them to have a clearly marked detour rather than just a diversion into Adams Morgan and kind of left for their own to figure out how to get back to DC USA or the hospital center, wherever they're trying to go east of the neighborhood. I'm more than willing to work with BSDC to explain any of the issues in more detail if need be, or to listen to any response as to why incorporating that concern might not make sense from their perspective or from the city agency's perspective. So again, I'm here to help. I want to help the Fiesta be successful, and as I said before, be successful both for the neighborhood and for the Fiesta itself.
Thank you. I especially appreciate your keeping it quite short. Would a representative from Fiesta DC like to have a rejoinder? We have a resolution that has been sent to you. And I want to say to Yvonne, thank you so much for your conciliatory email.
Thank you again for allowing us to be a part of this meeting. Very briefly, and in the spirit of trying to respect the time that we have, which isn't very much, again, very quickly, I just wanted to make the first point that in this presentation that was used to essentially secure permits and gain the mayoral task force approval for Fiesta DC, as has been done in years prior, on slide 10, we had said that there will be no alcohol or tobacco sales or fireworks, and I think he's about to pull it up. Fiesta DC Inc. made a presentation to the ANC 1D on Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010, and received their full support for Fiesta DC 2010. This was a point of contention with several members of the ANC, and I wanted to submit that we have effectively made a change that says Fiesta DC Inc. made a presentation to the ANC 1D on Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010, and heard many community concerns, which we plan to address. Next point, Fiesta DC Inc. will continue to vie for the support of the ANC. I believe that there was language present in the previous presentation that perhaps preemptively spoke to full support, indicating perhaps that a vote had been taken, which obviously it hadn't. So I apologize for that. It could have been taken the wrong way, so we went ahead and made the change, which of course we will be submitting as part of the plan. So that was the first item. The second item that we wanted to share are the traffic routes. Now, this is the map from last year, Fiesta DC, September 27, 2009, traffic route A, traffic route B. As far as I know, and I'm pretty sure I'm correct, I don't think any of these streets have been moved, altered in any way, so this should be pretty accurate with respect to the location and the current traffic route. Now, again, I wanted to use this as a springboard. This isn't final by any means. This is something that we wanted to present to all of you. Specifically, I was hoping that Sam, you could perhaps help us champion this, or perhaps any other member of the ANC would like to continue working with us to make sure that the needs and concerns of the ANC and, of course, the community and businesses are addressed with respect to traffic routes. Again, as Greg Edwards pointed out, 6:16 today, we did receive revised copy of the proposed resolution as well as Appendix A, B, and C that speak specifically to issues that we need to address with respect to traffic problems, concerns that the residents have, concerns for businesses and merchants, cleanup, and one particular point that I thought was clever and certainly valid that I know that Greg Edwards has proposed in the past, which is to have a third party act as kind of an arbitrator in the event that certain business members or community members, residents or so on and so forth have issues, concerns, or anything, quite frankly, that they want to bring to the attention not only of just Fiesta DC and Fiesta DC arbitrating on behalf of the entire group, but that we have consensus and somebody that they can essentially come to a decision for us. Am I speaking somewhat to the point of, okay, great.
It's a very common practice.
And I think that it perhaps hasn't been done in years previous to, but I think it's a valid point. The last thing I wanted to bring up, or share rather, was something that I believe I've sent to, I know at least Jack McKay and Greg Edwards, I think Sam has a copy of this as well, but just the I'm just going to read it, the Government of District of Columbia Mayor Special Events Task Group Special Event Checklist. So according to the task force that was assembled for us to go, and we had to petition and submit paperwork and so on and so forth, I guess this was an approval of sorts, but I understand, of course, after several conversations with the ANC that that you know we needed to come before you and also present this as a viable plan and address concerns and issues pertaining to all of you. So that's why we're here. Again, we just received this list, quite lengthy list of issues and items that we need to address. We just got it about 45 minutes before we came here, so we're not exactly prepared to go down the list and address each of them individually. We would like some time to go back and speak with the board and perhaps other members of these same agencies so that we can come back here a little bit more prepared and actually have a plan for you.
Am I answering questions?
I'd like to observe that that Jackie Reyes, who has been a witness to many of these discussions, said to me that, and I sent her a copy of my email making that attestation, that all of these issues have been brought to your attention over the last month, and the detailed presentation by Sam Brooksmith was presented to you a few weeks ago and has been available to you as well. So I think none of these should be a great surprise. They also, in general, were discussed over several days before by Jackie Reyes in her discussions with you and a confirming email. So I think you may be misleading people to say that you only learned about these things a few minutes ago.
Just to be clear, the information that we had been given prior to this meeting were concerns that were essentially feedback and concerns from 2009. I'm sure that a lot of those concerns are probably very similar, if not the same, perhaps additional concerns as well. I was referring more to some of the points in Appendix A regarding respect for the merchants, requesting very specific things, you know, they're listed here. I mean, free spaces, percentage of discounts, and so on and so forth. We had been privy to conversations essentially saying that businesses or perhaps residents wanted special considerations. Now we have a very specific list. This is a list that I, Yvonne Gaviria, am just now receiving again at 6:16. Whether that email was sent to me previous to, I'm just learning about this right now. Traffic concerns and otherwise, Absolutely. These are things that we had received notice about the 2009 concerns in the previous meeting, and things that, again, we're trying to address, which is why I'm trying to get a champion from this group to join with us to say, you guys know the micro-local situation. Help us, especially now that we have the support of this company, National Capital, that's going to be providing us with all the barricades, cones, and such, so we can strategically place all these things according to your knowledge of the neighborhood.
Those merchant respect items are essentially the same that had been worked out in the preceding 3 years.
I've been a board member of Fiesta DC for about, I think, 4 months now, so I didn't know any of this.
Sorry, but it's a continuation of our arrangements. Thank you. Okay, Cheryl, would you use the microphone there?
This is Cheryl Berger, and I'd like to point out and ask that you add to your list, DC Fiesta, that the streets on Monroe, Newton, Oakton, and Oakwood were completely clogged at the last Fiesta, so much so that the residents had to go out and direct traffic. So, in addition to the streets around Mount Pleasant, I think you need to expand your traffic plan.
Would you, I got Monroe and Oakton. Is there a third one?
Newton Street, Monroe, Ingleside, okay. All of those streets were completely clogged.
Okay. Stormy.
Okay, my great concern is actually getting in touch with Metro and getting some type of written documentation stating that this has gotten to the appropriate people, getting to the administrative end. It does not always filter down to the supervisor who is actually in control of that route as far as the buses are concerned. I'm greatly concerned about that because the bus route last year being altered was a great hardship for my seniors. That caused them to have to walk extra and barely get through all of the traffic because some of them are very frail. And they did not have good prior knowledge of the change of the bus routes. Now, in doing this, because you know that is my biggest gripe with this area, in the respect to the seniors. You know where the building is. Everybody knows where the building is, my specific building, and the other buildings that are going to be involved. You need to get this documentation out. And to be quite honest with you, I'm just surprised that you're still in a development stage at this point when the given date is so close. But you need to get this communication to the buildings in enough time so if the seniors need to do something on that day, they can do it on another day when they can be sure that their bus is going to come all the way down to the building or go in the direction it needs to go in. And then my next concern is the fact that, I repeat, you need to get, I don't know if you are, but you need to get accurate documentation. Now, with the security issue, that really needs to be looked at very carefully. We don't need anybody who's going to be on duty sleeping. So if they're sleeping, let's reduce them from that point and put them where they would really be needed. And I think that security, whole realm of that needs to be looked at again because... Okay, now I got to be told what street is it. When you're coming down Irvin, that very first street, what's that very first street?
Hobart.
Okay. On that street last year, there were several little young kids. They were like playing, and they darted in the street. Well, they have the understanding that all the street area is for them to go into. That wasn't necessarily the case there because there was still some cars that were literally still on that street and moving, and they were supposed to be in a blocked-in area. So if you could be real careful with that as well.
May I suggest that we can proceed by taking these as friendly amendments to insert in the list? In this case, I think so far all of them could be put into the list, into appendices C, and listed at the end as specific. Would the commission permit me to include the suggestion from Cheryl Berger of adding that? Please help me. Does she want what change would she prefer, or would the commission prefer for traffic control at the entrance to Monroe, Newton, and Oakton?
Greg, can I make one very quick comment? The list already includes both those.
All three.
Yeah, but can I just speak for 1 second?
Sure. There's some.
Appendix C already includes the concerns about the north neighborhood. It specifically mentions Newton, Monroe, and Brown, and making sure they don't become gridlocks. I think it's fair to say that, I'm sorry, the list isn't numbered right there.
Yes.
That Oakwood Terrace and a couple others perhaps won't be added to that list. And earlier, the list does talk about making sure that Metro communicates their plan, puts signs up at every bus stop well in advance. And I think it's fair to amend that one to include in most heavily impacted buildings.
Can we put specific language in? So, because we need to pass this today. So. Okay.
The second point on appendix C.
Okay, but let's take the other one first, which is the list on the on the second page of appendix C. There's a list, and after Newton, Monroe, and Brown, we want to add Oakwood Terrace. Could you help me, Jack?
You got it.
And
perhaps your choice, if you want to make it a little bit broader, say, and other highly impacted streets in the north of the neighborhood.
Just having talked with a lot of the members of this task force, I think they're going to want us to be pretty specific.
Just suggesting that
okay.
It's time to get more specific.
Okay.
Move the microphone closer to your question.
Okay. What would you suggest, Jack, to add to this, like other North Mount Pleasant congested streets?
Well, that seems awfully general and vague. I mean, I think okay. We have a good specific list. I would like to keep it specific. What streets are we missing here?
Okay.
I think this covers it.
Good, Oliver. You also cover the north part of the neighborhood. Do you have any specific streets?
I'm looking at these appendixes that you have added in. I would like to ask a question that it doesn't mean Fiesta DC has to fulfill all these conditions that I put here before.
No.
Okay.
What I'm told is will happen, to clarify, in my discussions over the last few days, is that they want a list of specific issues that they will then address. And in the sense of giving great weight to the concerns of the ANC, but not necessarily following any of the details. So it is the intent, and they're going to work it out, regardless of whether we tell them to or not. Essentially, the use of this is to start a discussion and for further investigation so that they will have an evidence-based approach to resolving these issues.
So does it mean regardless of what they do, in case they don't actually fulfill some of these issues raised here, still face the disease, we'll go ahead?
Would you say that again, please?
What I'm saying is the issues you have raised here, I mean, in my opinion, the way I look at it, it appears as if the conditions raised here are that Fiesta DC has to, address some of these issues and before they are actually given the go ahead to have the fiesta.
I don't think that's the way it works. Jack, excuse me, Dave.
Yeah, I see this as a list of neighborhood concerns. I think that we really ought to approve the Fiesta DC without using this conditionality, because I don't think it means anything. Approve it with asking them to give great attention to the neighborhood list of concerns. As Oliver says, what happens if they don't do one of these things? Does it not happen? Of course not. It still goes ahead. So our conditionality is really doesn't mean anything. I think we should just approve Fiesta DC and put all these appendices as a neighborhood concerns that we sincerely hope they'll work on.
Okay. Stormy, what do you say to that?
I don't have a problem with what Dave is saying. I can agree to that. But I just want to point out one issue. Although what I was saying, it would appear that that point was already inclusive, but if you'd have paid attention to what I said bringing the notification to the buildings. That's the difference in that statement. Thank you.
Could you point out to me on my copy where this statement is?
Under C, where it says provide notice of bus rerouting and close bus stops in advance at all impacted bus stops. My thing was to bring it to the building.
Would you point it out? I still can't find it.
It's the second one.
It's the second one. On it. Where are you?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yes, number two. So would you be happy if we added then the language?
No, I mean it's okay. You can leave it like this, but I just wanted to make sure that my point was clear. I can read. I saw what that said, but it didn't. It was not inclusive of the point that I was making. That's just the point that I was making. So.
Well, it still seems to me that this is our way of communicating to the task force the concerns and asking them to look into it, and we should be as specific as possible. So provide notice to apartment buildings.
Yeah, but at this point in time, I'm sure, in all honesty, that they're not going to take on that task because it should already be done. So maybe they can just consider it for the next time.
So then you're not proposing this as a friendly amendment?
As a matter of fact, we have a list of action items. We can definitely do that.
Okay, good. Jack, The language of conditionality was your suggestion.
Yeah, I really think it's important that we maintain that, because if things go wrong, if things aren't done, we want to be in a position to say that, yes, we did request this. We didn't give them a blank check. We didn't say, go ahead and do it. We said, do it, but watch out for these issues, because these things do affect the residents. The residents do have problems, and it's our responsibility to our constituents to make sure that attention is paid to these issues.
After speaking with you, I spoke with Tanya Mitchells, who is the manager, and she said expressing it as conditions will not hold up the fiesta. It will simply be that unless they dig in their heels and are uncooperative, then it might. But she says that never in her experience or those of our colleagues has an event provider ever been has ever been recalcitrant about concerns. So these things will be worked out, giving us great weight, but not obeying us in detail. So I agree with Jack, and I tried to clear that, and I think making it strong will not hurt the festival, and it will perhaps provide some strength of attention.
It's 8 o'clock. I would propose that we vote on this resolution now.
Fine. All in favor of this resolution? It is 5-0, unanimous. Do I, if there is no other business, then do I hear a motion to adjourn? Yeah, there's a motion. Second? Second. All in favor? 5-0. We are adjourned at 5 minutes after 8.